Hola, hola, amiga. It's the week of Mother's Day. I know that many of us celebrate el 10 de mayo, which is el Día de las Madres para las mamás mexicanas y latinoamericanas. But the big day here in the U.S. is also this Sunday, May 12, 2024. And so I don't know if you remember, but last year I had a Mother's Day episode and thought, you know what? Maybe I can do this every year. Just to kind of have like a special Mother's Day episode. And that way you get to hear a little bit more about the current status of my life as a mama, but also to provide tips and advice as we are celebrating our special day. And so if you recall, I was talking about the joys and challenges of being a new mama last year, specifically as a mom of one, and I was transitioning into being a mama of two. I was like so pregnant. I was about to give birth, like literally less than a week. And so, you know, I actually went back to my episode from last year's Mother's Day special. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was expecting Mateo. And now look at him. He's about to be a year old at the time of this recording. And so things have gotten a little busier for sure. Now that I have two little ones that are literally three and under, and they are keeping me on my toes like all day, every day, especially as a stay-at-home mom. And so this Mother's Day episode is all about sharing my experiences, kind of like the ups and downs of being a mama of two, but we'll also chat about what it's like to have double the love and maybe double the meltdowns, but why teamwork is also key and how to navigate the wild and really like great world of having two little ones. And so stay tuned on this episode as I share more about just like lessons learned as a mama of two. Welcome to the Viva La Mami podcast. I am your host, Jessica Cuevas. I am a mother of two on a mission to help redefine the meaning of motherhood as a modern Latina mom. Motherhood can be a complex journey, interwoven in two identities that often make us feel ni de aquí, ni de allá. Viva La Mami is committed to providing you with knowledge, tools, and support to navigate the challenges and triumphs of motherhood as Latina moms. On the show, we'll be discussing culturally relevant topics that will help inform and empower you in whichever season you are in on your motherhood journey. We'll be joined by Latina moms, experts and professionals who can offer advice, practical tips, relatable stories, and honest conversations. So bring your cafecito as I invite you to be a part of this space as we create comunidad about the exciting and challenging parts of being a mommy. Ahora, vámonos. So this year, Mother's Day feels a lot different. Last year, I was talking about the challenges and joys of being a mama of one. But now with two little ones who are three and under, like running around, well, the toddler is, the other one is crawling all over the place. Let's just say the lessons learned have multiplied. And so today I want to share some real talk about the ups and downs of being a mom of two, especially for all of you moms who out there who are either transitioning into this new season of life as moms of two, or those of you who are contemplating whether if you want to have another one. And this isn't to just like scare you, but just talking about the realities of how we juggle a lot. And sometimes it feels like we are constantly on the go. But trust me, like regardless on your decision or where you're at currently, like you're doing an amazing job. And so what I'm going to do is kind of like tell you just the different lessons learned since my transition from being a mom of one to two, and also just kind of giving you tips about this. In spirit of Mother's Day, I just kind of want to do some real talk, right? And so the first lesson that I learned was how like double the trouble equals double the love. And so let's be honest, two little ones can feel like double the trouble sometimes. And it sometimes feels like a lot of times. And so you get like twice the tantrums, twice the laundry. My gosh, I feel like the load is constantly piling up. And I'm like, this is only the second day after doing laundry. Like, what is going on? It feels like I haven't done laundry in like 2 weeks. And also, twice the bedtime battles. Like recently, these two kids are just, usually they are in sync with their sleep schedules, especially during bedtime. But lately, y'all, like it's been a struggle. It's either one that cannot fall asleep or the other one is distracting the other one to fall asleep. And I don't know, it's just madness. And sometimes I just like leave them in the room and I'm like, y'all deal with this together. And then of course they end up crying. And we just got to start this all over again. So like from what ended up being a 15 minute sort of like bedtime routine, it literally takes like an hour and a half. But like amidst all of this chaos, there's this incredible overflowing love you never knew existed. And now that Mateo is here, he's literally completed our family. He is the most sensitive little one. He is just so giddy and just so smiley and very cheesy. Like he laughs about everything. And oh my gosh, he adores his older brother. Like Diego, even though I still sense a little bit of jealousy, like he is doing an amazing job. Like he is his protector. And you could tell like they're just going to have so much fun growing up together. Even though right now Diego is a toddler and Mateo is almost one, like he is soon to be a toddler and I'm a little scared about that. Like seeing your children interact with each other in their own kind of way, their little bond is literally forming. And I am just so excited to see them grow together and to see them love each other and grow their love for each other even more as time passes. And so even though it is a struggle and you are literally taking care of two children at the same time, especially if you have little ones, like y'all, it is so hard. But at the end of the day, it's just so amazing seeing them interact with each other, knowing that you have this ability to raise two human beings at the same time. Like, it is amazing. And so that is kind of like the first lesson learned, that even though it is a struggle, this kind of love that you develop for two overcompensates the struggle. Lesson number two that I've learned in my transition to like being a mom of two now is the art of letting go. Remember that first year with your firstborn? Everything felt so new, so precious. You've probably wanted to control every single aspect of their life. But with two, you quickly learn to let go of some of that control. One example of this is like feeding schedules. Oh my gosh, like I was to the T with Diego when he was born. I was counting every time when he was like feeding. And I think that's one of the reasons why I experienced low milk supply, because I didn't get to empty out my breasts, because here I am thinking that, oh, you should feed your baby 15 minutes each side, you know? And obviously, maybe Diego wanted more, or perhaps he needed some more time to fully empty out my breast. And that impacted my milk supply. And so this time around, I was like, screw these apps. I was like, screw these schedules. Like, why should I time my baby's feeding schedule when it should be based upon the baby's cues, when it should be upon their hunger cues and when they are full? And so you can't micromanage every time they are on a nap schedule or every time when they are being fed. Like, it is okay to let go. And this can be tough, but I promise you, it also helps you relax and enjoy the moments, and it helps your overall mental health. Trust me, let go of that anxiety, even though it is hard. Trust me, just let go. The third lesson that I learned was the importance of teamwork. And we as Latinas, we are known for our strength and independence, but mamas of two, we can't do it all alone. This is where your partner, your village, your amazing network of other moms can come into play. Make sure to delegate, ask for help, and don't be afraid to say no sometimes. Set those boundaries because it is so important that you should be a happy mama. And a happy mama means happy kids, okay? The fourth lesson that I learned was to embrace the chaos because it's not gonna go anywhere, okay? There will be days when your carefully planned schedule goes out of the window. All right, like one kid either throws a tantrum, the other kid probably spills milk all over their clothes, and suddenly bath time feels like an Olympic event. But like those crazy, messy moments often turn into some of your funniest family memories, or at the end of the day, you're probably gonna laugh about it because you know that it is pure chaos. One of the things that I had to come into terms, and really this is something that my husband and I are learning specifically with a toddler and a soon to be other toddler, like there are a lot of things that are out of our control. Sometimes, for example, Diego, it takes him forever to want to go outside and get out the door, whether if it's like begging him to put his shoes on and he doesn't want to. And so we're like, okay, we're not going to go to this place. And so we tell him about consequences. And then he makes the choice to either do it or not do it. If he doesn't, then hey, you know what? We had all these plans prepared. But guess what? If he don't want to put his shoes on, that is absolutely okay. We don't have to go. And we also have to teach our kids these consequences. Because if we're going against their will, I mean, sometimes it can be a little bit more chaotic. The final lesson that I learned is that you are enough. And that is something that I am still learning. Second guessing yourself is practically a mom superpower. But here's the truth. Like, you are the perfect mom for your children, exactly as you are. Don't compare yourself to the picture perfect families that you see on social media. Like, those don't exist. These are performed images that we don't see the raw, like real ones, right? And so just remember that you're raising strong and resilient little kids. And that's something to be incredibly proud of, okay? So remember, mamas, Mother's Day is a day to celebrate you. Take time for yourself, even if it's just a couple of minutes. If you want to know more tips on how you can prioritize on yourself, listen to my episode in which I will link in the show notes. You can also call your best friend, go read a book, go outside if you'd like. Like whatever it is, just prioritize on yourself. And this could be either on Mother's Day or on the 10th. Or it could be during this week, but you can reestablish a routine that best fits you and what you want out of yourself to ensure that every day you get to take care of yourself. So here's to all of the amazing mamas who are listening right now. Know that you are strong, you are resilient, and you are loved. I hope you enjoyed this Mother's Day as much as I will try to. I don't really know. Like, my sister keeps asking me, like, what do you want for Mother's Day? I'm like, I don't want anything. Like, I just want to rest. And so that's all what I'm going to do. I don't know what we're going to do for Mother's Day, to be honest. But all what matters is that I'm just going to take it easy. And I'm not going to worry about if the dishes are clean, to be honest, because screw that. Okay. And so let me know about any lessons that you've learned since last year or this year, and send me a DM on Instagram. I am at Viva La Mami, and feel free to reach out to me. Let's keep building this incredible community of mamas, supporting mamas, and that way we can recognize the hard work that we're doing. All right, mama. Well, thank you so much for listening. Hasta la próxima, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Mujer, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to the Viva La Mami podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a rating and review? Hitting that follow button and reviewing my show will allow other mommies like you find this podcast. Your review will also tell me if you enjoy the show, so I would truly appreciate your thoughts. Don't forget, please share this podcast con tus amigas. Also, make sure to follow me at Viva La Mami on Instagram or visit vivalamami.com. Please note the information shared in this podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be taken as professional advice. Okay, mujer, thank you for joining y nos vemos in the next episode.